Good morning. Thank you for joining us once again around the Word of God. This is another Monday morning. This is our 20th week doing this. And thank you for being with us week by week as we turn to the Word of God. I want to turn today to another question that's asked in Scripture. And it's that question that the Lord asks of Martha in John chapter 11, that well-known portion of the Word of God, that portion of the Word that talks to us or tells us of the death of Lazarus and his being raised again from the dead by our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's the question that he asks Martha as she meets him in the way. And so I want us to turn to John chapter 11, and I want to read from verse 20 of the chapter. John chapter 11, verse 20, "Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. And Jesus saith unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And Jesus saith unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And Jesus saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which shall come into the world." And the Lord will bless that short portion of his word to our souls this morning. You know the story of how that Lazarus, the brother of Mary and Martha, had taken ill. They had sent word to our Lord about this. And I think they expected the Lord just to leave all and to come and to be with them in the situation and to heal Lazarus. And the Lord, you know, delayed 4 days or so before he came to them, and in the meantime Lazarus dies. As soon as Martha hears that the Lord is on his way, she goes out to meet him in the way. And as she meets him there in verse 21, first of all, she expresses her concern. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. And she expresses her concern. She says, Lord, why did you wait? Why did you take so long coming? You know, Lazarus is dead. I believe that as she expressed this, she wasn't chiding the Lord. She wasn't blaming the Lord, but she was just expressing her concern from a heart that was broken for the loss of her brother. And she says, Lord, if you've been here, Lord, everything would have been all right. And many of us are like Martha, you know. You know, sometimes we think that God's delay is a denial. God's delay in answering our prayers at times, maybe whenever we're going through a bad time, and we seek the Lord in prayer, and there seems to be no light in the darkness. There seems to be no answer, and we think that God doesn't hear, that his delay is a denial of our request. You know, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36 and 37 says, For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. You know, God hears the cry of his children, and God answers according to his will. And this is something we need to remember, that God's delays are not God's denials. The answer to the child of God will come. But then we see her comfort. in verses 23 to 26. Or we've seen, before we look at her comfort, perhaps we should look at verse 22, because you can see her confidence. Because she says, "And I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee." And here she's expressing her confidence. She's expressing her confidence in the fact that now that you're here, Lord, now that you've come, everything will be okay. Everything will be right. You'll make it right. Because she says, "I know. I know that even now, even in the midst of all the grief and the darkness, Lord, even now, Lord, you can make it right." And then in the hours of our deepest distress, dear child of God, God can make things right. And God will make things right for his children. Whatever the path may be that God brings us through, that's the right path. That's the right path at the right time. And so she expresses her confidence. And then, you know, the Lord says to her in verse 23, "Thy brother shall rise again." And here's the assurance that the Lord gives her. Here's the comfort that he brings. Lazarus will rise again. And Martha, in a way, misunderstands it, because she thinks he's speaking of the resurrection at the last day. And she says, "I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Here's something that I think we need to just take a wee minute and look at. You know, Martha gets a bad reputation, because we think of Martha as that impatient woman there that we read about in Luke chapter 10, where at a previous time, whenever the Lord was in their house, that Martha was busy and Mary sat at his feet, and Martha gets annoyed, and she comes to the Lord and says, "Lord, do you not care that Martha or Mary's sitting there doing nothing? I have all the work to do." And somehow or other we look at her as this tetchy sort of a woman that's impatient. But here she shows another side to Martha. And we see here that Martha's a woman of the book. Martha knows the scriptures. She knows about the resurrection that's promised. And she knows it from the reading of God's word. The scriptures as they had in the Old Testament, the law of Moses and etc. that they had in those days. And she knows about these things. She knows that, what Job has said in his book. He says, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God." Job 19 verses 25 and 26. See, she knew the word of God. She knew Job's prophecy and Job's assurance. And then she knows the book of Daniel, because in Daniel it says, "And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some of them to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt." And that's in Daniel 12 and 2. And she knew that Daniel had spoke of a resurrection. She knew also that Hosea, in chapter 13, 14, she must have known these verses. Because Hosea says, "I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plague. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from mine eyes." And she understands about the resurrection at the last day. Martha's a woman of the book. And so you see, the Lord says to her, "Martha, I am the resurrection. I'm the one who will raise my people at the last day. I am the resurrection and the life." Those beautiful words so often quoted. "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." What wonderful words. What wonderful assurance for us today, dear child of God. What wonderful assurance for you and me, and what wonderful assurance even concerning those of our loved ones who've gone on before. There's a day coming. There's a day coming when, as Job says, in our flesh we shall see God. Oh, what a day that will be. What a day that will be, dear child of God, amidst all the trouble that's all around us today. We have this assurance from the words of our Saviour himself, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. We shall never face that second death. We shall live forever with him in glory. What wonderful, wonderful assurance we have. But here's the question. And here's the question he asked Martha. Believest thou this? Do we believe it? Martha, do you believe it? And Martha, that dear saint of God, was able to say, yea, Lord, I believe. And she saw her brother again, because he raised him from the dead. That miracle that he performed that day and brought him out of the grave. Martha says, yea, Lord, I believe. Can we say that this morning? Yea, Lord, I believe. You know, we must believe the whole word of God. It's lovely to believe the promises of God, to be able to take the promises of God and remember them and to trust upon them. That's wonderful. But the scriptures is more than the promises of God. The scriptures is the mind of God. You see, in 2 Timothy 3:16 it says this, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. All scripture, not only the promises of God, from Genesis to Revelation we have this word given by God for us today. And it's all profitable for us. Yes, the promises of God comfort our soul, but the word of God instructs us how to live. Dear saint of God, we need to read the word of God and believe the word of God as it is God's word to our souls. We have to be not only, it says in James chapter 1 verse 2, we have to be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving our own selves. All those parts of the word of God that instructs us how to live for him, what manner of life we ought to live for him, all those words which tell us how we ought to treat each other, how we ought to love each other, to respect each other, to help each other, all those instructions, all the instructions for daily living before each other, before the world, how we're to be honest and upright and trustworthy, all the word of God. Not only the promises of God's to be believed, but the whole word of God is to be believed and to be acted upon. James says again, we repeat it, we're not to be hearers of the word only, but to be doers of the word. If we only hear the word and don't do it, we're deceiving ourselves. Dear child of God, do you believe the book? That's what the Lord Jesus says to Martha. Martha, do you believe what I say? Child of God, do you believe what God says in his word? Martha was able to say, yea, Lord, I believe. We don't want to be hearers only of the word. We want to be doers of the word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you've given us your word. From Genesis to Revelation, it is the inerrant word of God to be believed, to be obeyed. Give us the grace in these days. In these days when there's so much confusion all around us, Lord, make us men and women of the book. Make us to be doers of the word. And not hearers only, that we be not deceived by Satan. May we trust in the Christ of the word and live for him. Be with us today, Lord. Help us to fulfill your word today as we live it out before the godless world. Give us that grace today, Lord, and bless us, we pray. For the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. Amen. Thank you, friends, for being with us once again this morning. God bless you.